3625.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Again, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Like I said, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. But you can also go to the website at freetalklive.com and share what you want there. There you can upload or link to, I think is the right term, link to stories and blog posts and videos or whatever you want. And people will vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same. That's freetalklive.com. So let's get started with the content here, Stephanie. And,
yes.
I, you know, one thing that I think that we've talked about on this show a great deal is kind of the crappy decision we have between major party candidates.
Oh, crappy is a nice way to put it.
Yeah, it's the best I got.
Yeah.
And you're what's the old saying? There's not a warm cup of spits difference between the two of them. And I think that it's kind of an accurate statement. Not really that much different between these two candidates. And
right. Well, we saw Obama repeat all of George Bush's policies pretty much, especially when it came to war. And, you know, he was being touted as this peaceful anti-war president.
It had that feel, and that he's going to be all about transparency. None of that transparency transpired.
Yeah.
He's the opposite of that.
Mark, you may want to turn your volume up just a little bit. I noticed you're a little low. Thank you. So anyway, it is a crappy choice between the two candidates, and I think we're going to get into something here a little bit on the show called, well, it's from a blog called The Skeptical Libertarian. This is a blog that focuses on sort of debunking conspiracy theories and also from a liberty point of view. So I think this is interesting, and it's kind of in line with what Free Talk Live does, because, you know, occasionally from time to time we get some kind of more conspiracy-themed callers, people calling in and wanting to know what we think about 9/11 and stuff like that. And
I think humans in general are predisposed to conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I mean, and radio is too. I've listened to radio shows, and they're all conspiracy oriented.
It sells for sure. I mean, I think
Rush Limbaugh was always talking about the Clinton war machine or whatever, as though they ran the Democratic Party. If the Democratic Party, then Hillary Clinton would have been the nominee and likely the president in 2008.
Well, she was the one who started the vast right wing conspiracy term, right?
Right. I mean, so I think that it's really common, this whole idea of conspiracies.
But I like what you always have to say, Mark, when somebody wants to bring this stuff up, which is that, look, there are so many things that are right in front of our faces that we don't have to go through extensive research to prove, that show that the government is not benefiting us in our lives. They're not working in our best interest. They're, you know, they're doing things that we don't want to pay for and we don't want to endure. And they're obvious and they're documented.
Yeah.
They're not hidden away under some grand plot, you know, of people trying to suppress them. So here from this blog, the Skeptical Libertarian blog, we've got
six. Whose blog is that? Do we know?
I don't know who.
The Skeptical Libertarians. Okay.
Yeah, it's the Skeptical Libertarians. But David Beer wrote this particular article called Six Non-Conspiratorial Reasons That Democracy Produces Pathetic Candidates. He says, as America's favorite reality television program, The Presidential Election, aired its latest episode this week, as I've argued previously, presidential debates and television debates in particular degrade public discourse by their very nature, regardless of who the candidates are. Nonetheless, it is hard to ignore the two men seeking to be chief executive. And he probably means that they degrade public discourse because there are just so many tricks, like people are not... they're using rhetorical tricks to try to push their ideas on people. They're not proving them to people with logic and evidence.
I would absolutely agree. When you look at these campaign ads and they sort of attempt to debunk each other on the internet, I mean, they're not telling you any of it. They're not attempting to put forth truth.
No, it's just kind of name-calling. And I think that turns a lot of people off about politics, even if they can't necessarily articulate why they don't like it. It's just kind of not that appealing on a base level, and it's a very violent kind of rhetoric.
And because of his record, I think that Obama has had to be a bit more honest in this campaign through his campaigning than Romney has. He's the one in the office, and everybody knows what he's doing, whereas Romney has attempted to be sort of this chameleon. I don't like Obama's presidency at all, but to some extent, I feel like I've been left with a more honest Democrat versus a less honest Republican, and I'm an elected Republican. I'm an office-held Republican.
I wouldn't say you're like the typical Republican.
I'm certainly not typical, but, at the same time, this is how I've been left feeling.
I just want to clear that up for our listeners.
Not that I'm going to vote for either one of these guys. Yeah. Let's take Adam calling in from Minnesota. Sure. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm a libertarian, and I just started being a libertarian on learning about it and stuff, and it seems like it needs to be the right direction where this country needs to go. What do you feel on that? And another question is, do you think we're going to start looking like Greece? I mean, if nobody's going to start voting for any candidate, aren't we going to start voting for a third party?
Okay, well, let me let's talk about the first one. I like the Libertarian Party better than all the other crappy parties out there. I tend to think that that political parties are that what it takes to make it in politics does not make for a person that I would want to make it into politics, if you know what I mean.
And the power seekers, anybody who seeks power, whether they're going through the D's or the R's or the L's or the Greens or whatever.
And the libertarians, to some extent, it's like playing house. They're playing political party to some extent, and they tend to scrap over this, that, and the other, and it seems like a lot of infighting. And
it is unfortunate that they really are systematically excluded from the political process.
Absolutely,
though.
It's wrong.
And, I mean, that's one of the reasons that I think that politics is not the solution. I've been a person who's been interested in liberty for a really long time, actually, probably like, 13 or 14 years. And when I first started out, I became interested in the Libertarian Party because I didn't really see any way that any change could be made, meaningful social change could be made outside of the political paradigm. But as I learned more about liberty and I expanded my mind and my ideas, I realized that there are definitely significant ways that social change can be made. And it doesn't take voting. It doesn't take government to implement those things. It's about our ideas and our education. And so for me, I've checked out from the political process completely.
Adam?
Yes, I agree with that totally. And my second question, of course, was, aren't we going to start looking into these third parties? Greece is starting to because they don't like anybody.
You want a prediction from me, or do you want what I think is the right thing to do?
There are lots of people who say the U.S. is...
I guess that'll be...
Okay.
There are lots of people who say an economic collapse is coming in the U.S., just like Greece.
Free Talk Live has sponsored the third party.
I agree with that.
It could very well, and one wonders what it would do to the nation if that occurred. But Free Talk Live has sponsored the free and equal debates. They'll be going on November the 5th. They've changed from October the 30th because of the storm that's going through here, and it'll be the Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson debating Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate. And I think that it's a good idea to bring more voices into the political discourse. But to some extent, I kind of feel like America has the political parties it deserves. The fact is, until people can figure out how to count, how to use math, how to understand how their vote works, they're never going to break out of this mold. People say that you're throwing your vote away if you vote for a third-party candidate, but there's never been an election, not one election for a president, and there's been thousands of elections for president in this country. If you don't know what I mean, then you don't understand the political process and should never cast a vote, but there's been thousands of elections for president in this country, and none of them have been decided by one vote. So to suggest that I'm wasting my vote by voting for a third party doesn't understand math.
Right, I agree with that. I always vote for a third party. And I look at it like Clinton and what happened with Clinton and the Republican Party there. I mean, they liked each other. Plain and simple, they work together. You have a president now that Republicans don't like, so they're not going to work with him. And I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
Well, I think that, you know, to some extent they attempt to work with each other, yeah. And, you know, after their presidencies, after they've milked whatever they're going to milk out of the
people. When Adam said that, I was thinking of the picture of Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr.
They're going to, like, the Philippines
playing
or
golf together or something. Yeah, yeah. Best buddies.
Yeah, I can see why they do a photo op like that, too. Adam, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Your thought on political parties? On my statement that one needs to understand one needs to understand math before one votes. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, Adam called in, and I kind of feel like I didn't entirely answer his questions. And I felt like his question was, you know, more, what do we do about this mess in this country? And first off, I'd say, well, first take a deep breath, because you can't do anything, do much yourself about this mess in this country. But you could do things for yourself when it comes to the ideas of liberty and freedom and things like that.
Set yourself free.
The best answer, I think, going at this time, the sort of real answers that exist in the real world, things that you can do something about, is the Free State Project. You can continue to vote for libertarians, or you can hope for a freer world, or you can work on the Rand Paul 2016 for president campaign, or whatever it is that you want to do.
Why would you want
to
do that?
Well, you know, I mean, some people think that that's the path. And it's cool. That's fine. Whatever. And but one thing that I think is really the thing you can do is the Free State Project. You can sign up at the Free State for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
And if he's a newbie, he may not have heard of it yet. But
it's possible.
It's the reason we're here in New Hampshire, right, Mark?
Right. I picked up, moved my life from Florida up to New Hampshire, and the reason that we did it was for the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. The intent, once they get there, is to work, to, you know, make the all practical efforts towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Some people think that that's too big. And whatever you, you know, however you define government is up to you. You know, but there are a lot of liberty lovers that have picked up and moved to New Hampshire, and more than 1,100 at this point, and they've had a great deal of effect on the government.
And there are 13,000 people who are pledged to move to New Hampshire.
That's right.
At some point in the future. So, I mean, I think the 1,100 are the ones that just couldn't wait, that were so excited about it that they wanted to be here right now. And I'm among those. And I'm so glad I live here. Honestly, I hear from a lot of people who don't live in this community, I guess, in New Hampshire, who sound kind of hopeless and frustrated, extremely frustrated about what's going on. And they feel kind of lonely also because there aren't that many libertarians or people who are interested in freedom where they are. But being here in New Hampshire, sometimes it can be, you need a little bit of a reality check, honestly, because it's easy to surround yourself with kind of a libertarian bubble.
Imagine the libertarian echo chamber. Imagine a libertarian, a government where, you know, the state government where there is a libertarian veto.
Or imagine no government.
Well, yeah, I don't know where it is. I mean, you'd have to go to an island where you sit by yourself for no government. And I don't think that humans, frankly, can live without government. But that's a semantic discussion for another day.
I guess I won't get into it now. But.
Well, you can if you'd like. Freestateproject.org is where you go to sign up. So do you want to read the article? You want to talk about what I believe about government?
Why don't we just read the article?
Okay.
We've talked about it so many times in the past, but we've kind of come to an impasse.
Yeah, we're absolutely going to stay at an impasse, too.
So this is 6 non-conspiratorial reasons democracy produced such pathetic candidates. And by the way, if you're a listener of Free Talk Live and you want to see the articles that we're talking about on the show in real time, you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. I just posted this article to both of those pages.
Right, and the way you do that is go to news.freetalklive.com. If you go to news.freetalklive.com, you will find not only our email list, but our Facebook and our Twitter linky thingies, too.
Linky thingies, I like it. Okay, so what's
go on to point number two.
Oh, okay. So, well, we didn't even get to point number one yet.
I thought you did.
We were talking about how the debates degrade public discourse.
Okay.
That was just the intro to this whole article. So the author, who's David Beer, says, the reality is more disturbing. The candidates themselves reflect the fundamental problems of democracy. I don't believe democracy should be ended tomorrow, he says, but I do believe we should have a healthy fear of it. I want as few areas of human life handed over to a democratic mob as possible. I think that technocrats who could plan society don't exist, but even if they did, the democratic process would never discover them for at least 6 reasons. And he's talking about, I guess there are some theories that some people have that there are these technocrats that want to micromanage society, essentially.
I think that they do. I don't know how successful they are. I think they have some level of success.
Before, yeah. But he's saying that even if they did exist, there's no way that the democratic process would uproot them and uncover them for the following 6 reasons. 1, democracy's basic premise is false. He says, it remains impossible to separate the democratic idea from the theory that there is a mystical merit, an esoteric and ineradicable rectitude in the man at the bottom of the scale, wrote H.L. Mencken in Notes on Democracy. What baffles the statesman is to be solved by the people instantly and by a sort of seraphic intuition. And he's talking in old-timey language here, mm-hmm. but this notion is so utterly without merit, so baseless and so absurd as to need little rebuttal. Yet no Polish politician could survive 5 minutes under democracy without appealing to its validity. My platform expresses the will of the people, each one of them claims. So they're all claiming to represent the will of the people, but they really don't.
Yeah, every politician claims that.
Political platforms aren't created in a vacuum. They reflect the underlying ignorance of the people. In America, political, quote, action is more common than political knowledge. There's no need to list extensive polling information here. Voter ignorance is a banality and a cliche, not a controversy. The problem is much more basic than just philosophic and economic illiteracy. More Americans can name the Three Stooges than the three branches of government.
That's probably true. More Americans probably can name the Three Stooges than can name the three branches of government. And that's just the very, very tip of it when you start talking about, you know, I mean, even if you can name the three branches of government, it doesn't mean you have that you should be voting.
I kind of disagree with his whole point here, because I don't think any amount of knowledge or, elite Gnosticism, knowing what's going on, gives anybody the right to choose a ruler for somebody else.
I agree with you on that statement, but I also really, it annoys me when people say, oh, I like his hair, you know, and vote for a candidate because sure. of his hair or something like that.
Sure, but how are they set up to hold those views? Like, what happened to them growing up? How much was their critical thinking not only encouraged, but like actively discouraged? For them to be able to say, I'm going to vote for this one because he's more attractive than the other one, or he's taller, or I like his skin color, or something, you know? I mean, really, that's not a very good reason to...
it's far more common than anyone would like to imagine.
It is. It is.
The short, fat, bald candidate, not going to go anywhere.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they wear lifts in their shoes at the debates to look taller. They have to look, quote, presidential. There was a historic debate... I think it was Nixon and somebody else back in the 70s where Nixon was like sweating and he didn't look good on camera.
Apparently JFK had a bit of a disease that made him a little darker and that was good for television.
Oh, yeah. Addison's disease.
Yeah, right? That's the term. Yep.
Yep. So he came off looking good on camera and people voted for him because he looked presidential. And that was one of the first televised debates. So, I mean, it just shows this. It's so arbitrary. It's not based on their ideas or how qualified they are or anything. And, I mean, he's kind of, the author of this piece is kind of beating up on people in this article, but I don't think that's really too fair. Like, if they're not interested in politics at all, is it on them? Is it their responsibility to learn all about this system that they have no interest in?
I kind of feel like the political process has spiraled down into mediocrity. Maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe I just have some kind of...
I don't think it was ever lofty to begin with, really.
It could be. You could be right. And maybe I'm completely wrong. But I find the discourse around people not understanding how they can vote for third parties just to be really... really sad.
Yeah, there are examples of ancient Roman candidates bringing money to each other.
855-450-3, Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
If you're looking to get some precious metals, do it at gold.freetalklive.com. There, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on gold and silver that you can hold in your hand. That's the best way to have it. It's, again, gold.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a little cut. Gold.freetalklive.com.
You know, the Mises pieces need a theme song.
That's right.
I would love to hear Hannah Hoffman compose a jingle about the Mises pieces.
Hannah Hoffman's jingles do not come free.
That's right.
I'm sure they're
friend of the show.
Appropriately priced. Oh, have you heard the Quantum Vibe ad or the...
That has been stuck in my head for a month.
Yeah, she's got...
I'm almost mad at her.
She does great jingles, no doubt. And the Porcupine Realtor ad also. Let's take Phil calling in from Michigan. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm actually the president of an organization called Michigan Open Carry. And I called on the show before about this case. We've been dealing with a case with an organization called the Capital Area District Library. It's a part of the government. It's a government-sponsored library, pretty much.
Okay.
And Michigan has a firearm preemption law that says local units of government can't make regulations or ordinances about firearms. But
okay.
The Capital Area District Library has decided that, you know, preemption doesn't apply to us, so we're going to ban guns for the library. So Michigan Open Carry, my organization, became involved in a lawsuit with the Capital Area District Library We lost at the circuit court level, which is a local court. We took it to the state court of appeals, and this last Friday, two days ago, the court of appeals came down with a decision that says, no, the library, you really can't ban guns. You're part of the government.
Wow, I can't believe it. I mean, I'm stunned that the appeals court really, you know, that's the only place where you seem to get any level of justice, if you get justice at all from the legal system.
This has a precedent statewide, by the way.
I imagine it does, yeah. So what's the library going to do about it? Surely they're not going to let people come in with open carrying, right?
Well, they have a few options at this point. They could ask for the Court of Appeals to rehear the case in bonk. That's the whole court. Or they could take the case up to the state Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 42 days, I understand, to do that.
So they could also go private and be foundationally funded. Many libraries.
I would absolutely welcome that.
I bet you would.
I'm a very philosophically libertarian-minded person, and I would welcome them doing that and making whatever rules they want.
Yeah, and I think that this is many libraries have gone this way, and I think that this is the best thing when it comes for libraries, because really, you know, I mean, as far as it's not a money making project, it's not a project that makes a heck of a lot of sense. What percentage of a given municipality's population uses a library? Why should I?
And who reads paper books anymore? I mean, well, some people do.
Some people do.
It's getting less and less common.
Lots of people use the library, and I'm sure they want the library. But
I'm actually a fan of an idea that I've been tossing out called Bookflix. We got Netflix. How about a Bookflix?
Oh, yeah. I like that. I bet the copyright holders of the books wouldn't like it, but I like it.
I think that some people like to go to the library, too. That there's something about the library experience, but when maybe 5% of the population uses the library on an annual basis, why should the other 95% pay for it?
Sure.
Because it somehow educates 5% of the population? I mean, really, is this an efficient way to educate people? I don't know. And if a library is run on a for-profit basis, maybe they'd be better at getting people through the door. I mean,
there've got to be for-profit libraries out there.
I think generally they're libraries that are foundationally based.
The big part about this case is that we were concerned, because this is a quote-unquote library authority. Basically, you get two governments together. They get in bed together, and a baby government comes out and it's called an authority.
Yep.
It's called a special district someplace else.
Oh, my.
It's got different names in different parts of the country.
Government reproduction.
And it's not cute.
Government reproduction, exactly. So,
thanks.
But what we were worried about is that different places might come up with a downtown development authority, and all of a sudden, guns would be banned off of sidewalks, or a city parks authority,
yep.
And then guns would be banned in the city parks.
Oh, if there's a thanks for the call, Phil. I appreciate it. If there's a open carry law on the books, I don't see any reason why a governmentally funded library can ban guns. And I think that this is, you know, this is one of the things that makes the whole government thing's messy. When you force everybody together, of course they're not going to get along. I mean,
how can a representative, so-called, represent two people who disagree with each other?
Indeed.
About something like...
How could they?
Yes. Well, we can get back to this article about six reasons democracy produces the worst politicians here from the Skeptical Libertarian. So the second reason is the first reason that we covered, and we've cut these down quite significantly now because I want to just save on the text. The first reason was that democracy's basic premise is false, that the politicians are serving the will of the people when they're really not.
Nonsense.
And the second
premise, everybody knows that the government is it's no longer a government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's a government of the lawyers, by the lobbyists, for the corporations.
Oh, good one. I've never heard that.
Well, I've been working on it, but I still haven't written it down yet.
So the second point here is, in democracy, the most ignorant voters determine elections. And so basically boiling down his point here, it's that there are some people who are going to vote for the Democrats, and there are some people who are going to vote for the Republicans. About the same number of each, right?
Yeah,
like
pretty much.
30% of each.
30 to 40% of the people will vote for Stalin if he runs for Democrat. And 30 to 40% of the people will vote for Hitler if he runs Republican.
Oh, my.
My God, we got to keep Stalin out.
So there are these swing voters, or these undecided voters, right, who are somewhere in the middle, floating around, and they're not sure who they're going to vote for.
There's the swing voters.
And that's who the politicians are competing for in terms of their votes. But when you actually do studies on the swing voters, they're incredibly ephemeral, not very informed about the issues.
Yep.
They're undecided because they're just waffling and actually holding up signs at a polling place can have a huge...
Some of them are like me, where they're like, oh, God. Really, I would have to choose between the two? Because if somebody held a gun to my head and said, you're going to vote for one of the two major party candidates, mm-hmm. I'll vote. Because I understand that voting doesn't matter much. It's not like, you know, if I vote for Obama or Romney, it's really going to make a difference. Because neither one of them is going to win New Hampshire by one vote. It's highly unlikely.
That's another point that he actually gets to in this article. But apparently the New York Times did a study on undecided voters, and it found that they're less knowledgeable about politics and much more likely to say that they follow news and public affairs only now and then or hardly at all.
Mm.
So they're not really paying
attention. So these aren't the people that you want to get out the vote from.
Right, but they're determining the elections.
This is why I've always hated these get out the vote campaigns. Let's rock the vote. No, rock your butt right back home. Because you don't belong. I mean, if you have to be convinced to get out to vote, then you shouldn't be voting.
I can't endorse voting for anybody, actually.
I endorse voting for the people that I think are worth voting for.
So point number three, voters are rationally ignorant. If they're not just ignorant, they have incentive to be ignorant.
I've read an article on rational ignorance.
There's actually a whole book. I think it's by an economist named Brian Kaplan, and it's called The Myth of the Rational Voter.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say that you had him on Free Talk Live once or something, or I know I heard an interview with
him
somewhere. But anyway, so not only are voters ignorant, but they lack good reasons to become informed. No single voter will ever decide an election, so apart from simple curiosity, few have any incentive to educate themselves. So that makes total sense. It's like, why should you bother spending a ton of your time and energy learning about all the issues and trying to become as knowledgeable as possible when your vote is not going to determine the election?
Well, not your vote, but you can sway the election in other ways. I mean, you can do more for the election by putting a yard sign in your yard because you might get two people to vote.
Or donating money.
Or donating money.
Holding a sign at the polling place.
Writing a letter to the editor.
It's actually scary how effective that is.
It is effective. Yeah. I had a lady who said, I was holding a sign for somebody. And I'm standing next to the opponent there, and, she said, I always vote for the people who care enough to come out here and hold the signs. What, are you kidding me?
Regardless of what their policies
are. Get back in your car and go home. Well, here, and if you don't, read this. Read this sign, because I'm holding it. It's crazy.
Yikes. So the next point is that voters are passionately ignorant. I guess we'll find out more about that coming up here in a moment.
I'm passionate about their ignorance, too. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free. Call in line. Your thoughts on voting, 855-450-3733.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Christmas time's coming up, and lots of people doing lots of shopping. If you do your shopping online, say you're doing it through Amazon, go to shop.freetalklive.com first. That extra couple of clicks, the moments that it takes you to go through shop.freetalklive.com is extraordinarily valuable to Free Talk Live, and you get the same prices and the same services you normally get, but we get a little cut. It's shop.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, you were telling us, what was the six rational reasons? I'm sorry.
Oh, the six reasons that, the six non-conspiratorial reasons that democracy produces terrible candidates.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we were on number four, and voters are passionately ignorant is this fourth point. Worse than being ignorant, just simply ignorant, America's political mob doesn't realize its own condition. It still holds political beliefs with all the conviction of a Sunday morning preacher. Voting provides Americans with a low-cost way of expressing their biases, fears, and hopes. People use voting to demonstrate their altruism or their commitment to a cause.
That's absolutely true. You know, this is here's this, a great example I had was in Florida. The only way to get sort of a referendum through in Florida was to modify the Constitution, mm-hmm. and you could do that. I think it was with a two-thirds vote, but maybe it was with a 50-50 vote. I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. Either way, if something sounded good, it would get on the ballot and it would make its way through. And the idea was, as somebody put on the ballot, is the government should make a super-fast train that would run from Tampa to Orlando to Miami.
Oh, boy.
So here are the supersonic choo-choo. Was this multi-billion-dollar debacle, and 3 years later, it went on. It passed by 70%, and then 3 or 4 years later, after they had found out that basically they'd spent millions on donuts and blueprints, they passed the referendum to undo it.
Wow! And at least they didn't kill anyone like the Big Dig.
But by the same number. Well, the Big Dig, I don't think was ever voted on.
Oh, Oh, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, the big dig was something that politicians can stick to that because the voters don't have any. So the voters here by 70%, they just, oh, my God, what a disaster. And you can just
but they had passed it by 70% too.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you want your super fast choo-choo to work, you should have got these millions of people to vote that voted to give you $10 because they would have never done that. Right? Like, their vote is free. Your vote for this stupid plan that cost us millions of dollars cost, you know...
Yeah, because somebody else is paying for it, and they get to look good. Like this article says, they're using it as a to demonstrate their altruism, right? Oh, it'll be good for the economy. It'll be good for poor people to have a train. So, and somebody else is paying for it, so why not?
What a dumb idea. What are you going to do when you land in Orlando and you don't have a car? Ah, here, welcome to the train station. This is where we knock you over the head and drag you off into the bathroom and do whatever. Crazy.
Oh, my.
You don't think these things happen at stations?
Oh, sure. They do. They do.
They do. So, let's take some calls here.
Okay.
I'm not even going to take a shot at this name. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's Lauren.
What's your name?
What's up, Mark?
Lauren. Hey. Yeah. Lauren, hey.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about conspiracy theories earlier on. And,
I think we're talking about the lack of one, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, in this whole voter thing now, I mean, most of these guys, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I know that 9/11 was an inside job, you know?
Okay.
I just look at the evidence. I look at World Trade Center 7. I see it, like, exploding, like imploding, not exploding, imploding on itself, you know? And it's just unbelievable. And a lot of people have died in connection with 9/11. You know, the D.C. madam, she had information on 9/11. Apparently, she committed suicide.
That's one I haven't heard.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
You know, Barry Jennings, he was an official. I forgot his ranking. But he was the...
Well, and of course, all the people who died in the actual towers themselves, right?
And in the airplanes, right?
And in the resultant wars that have happened because of this. And, I mean, I don't know about you, Lauren, but what do you hope to, like, do outreach about this, about these ideas? And if you do, what do you hope to accomplish from it? Lauren?
Thanks for the call.
Is Lauren still there?
Not anymore. He's not.
Okay. Maybe he had a connection problem, if that's the case. He can call back.
855-450-3733.
Must have been the New World Order handlers that took
it. That's right. You can't talk about it. The Bilderbergers will make it so you can't call in if you start talking about them too much. Here, let's go to Steve in North Dakota. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Stephanie. First of all, I'd like to say that I really enjoy... Quantum Vibe. And
Quantum Vibe.
I really love the theme song.
Yes.
Me too.
Commercial.
So let's tell people what it is. Okay. Hold on before you go on, Steve. Quantum Vibe is a comic. You can find it at quantumvibe.com.
Quantumvibe.com.
And thank you. You sing that quite well. I'm glad I didn't have to. Hannah Hoffman, one of our longtime listeners, and she does the jingle there, and she's done a couple of jingles for our advertisers, and it's been great. So go ahead.
Right.
And Scott Beezer joins the
comic,
right?
So I can appreciate the musicianship of the jingle, but it's a little more complicated and technical than a lot of people give it credit for. But the main thing that I wanted to talk about, and I'm sorry I'm going to have to hang up because this is not a very good connection from my end.
Okay.
I wanted to say that the people with the yellow "I support the troops" bumper stickers on their cars, I wonder what they would think if they discovered or learned that in the military, being the military people don't generally regard civilians very highly. They call them puke civilians, slimy puke civilians. When I was in the military, one of the worst insults that you could be called was a civilian. That, you know, when you're in boot camp, your PC or drill instructor, whatever, if he really wants to insult you, he'll call you a...
Just as an aside, isn't that where Puke's name came from? We have a occasional co-host of Free Talk Live named Puke.
I'm not
and
sure where
he
it
was
from.
In the military, and he got that nickname in the military.
He did.
But I'm confused if it means that it's a civilian. But
you
we'll
have to
ask
him. I don't
that.
Know. Steve?
Right.
So,
go ahead, sorry.
What's the question for us?
So they don't think highly of civilians in the military. That's what he was saying.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's the point. point is that civilians are looked down upon. They're considered to be lazy, useless, weak. Every bad thing in the world is that's how civilians are regarded. And I just wanted to throw that out there because you see these guys with these yellow ribbons. I support the troops, and they sort of blindly almost worship them. But yet the troops themselves regard the people with the bumper stickers as basically rubes and lazy and worthless. So in general,
I know Steve has to go, but I have to say that I bet if you're in the military that telling yourself the story or the convincing yourself that civilians are actually lazy and worthless and we're so much better than them because we're protecting them and they're so ungrateful makes it easier to get through the work that you're doing, which isn't necessarily very pleasant,
Yeah, I mean, to some extent,
Not that I'm making an excuse for them, but I could see that might be why that they would believe that.
Thanks for the call, Steve. He's dropped off the line. Okay. Yeah, and, I think that that quote from Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men is really indicative of a certain type of soldier out there. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Because when you're at those cocktail parties and you're laughing with your friends, I'm out there in the rain on the wall keeping bad men away or whatever the statement is. And he did it certainly better than I, and he had plenty of time to practice it. I haven't.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. That one. And it's great. And it's a great, great line. And it really kind of shows what some of the thought process is. And, that's what you're told. You're told that you need to be out here. But to some extent, the military is a conflict-based organization that creates its own problems.
Conflict, yeah.
And it's no doubt that you need to be able to protect yourself in this world, and that militaries are essentially the organizations that we've come up with to protect ourselves against the biggest threats. I wouldn't claim that. But I kind of feel like every single one of the conflicts since 1946 hasn't really been something necessary for the United States to get into.
Right. It is. I know technology is getting better and, less people are dying in war. That's a good thing.
You just have more limbs blown off.
But there is a great cost to war, not just in terms of financial and dollars and cents, the people that are forced to pay for it, whether or not they agree, but also a personal cost to the people who participate in it, the soldiers and the military people. And if they're going to do that, there better be a darn good reason. And nowadays, war isn't even declared. There's not a darn good reason, right?
There's certainly not declared.
Yeah.
It's not worth declaring a war. It hasn't been since 1942. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the status land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBend.com. MyPillowNation.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.